up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The Halloween season gets a head start in Laguna tonight. The kid-friendly version takes place at El Morro Elementary, which begins with the final bell of the day at 2:30 p.m. The Boo Blast takes over the school's blacktop for a Halloween carnival of Midway-style games, a costume contest, a cakewalk, and an In-N-Out truck. Park on the Crystal Cove Park grounds and hop on a trolley. All proceeds go to the school PTA. The adult version of the Halloween carnival, however, takes place after dark on Saturday at the Saunders House on Bluebird Canyon Drive, just north of Glenary Street. The two Saunders children enlisted their parents to help them fulfill their vision for an annual haunted house. They are in their fourth year of the family enterprise. The son sketches out the designs, and the father, Ken, he does carpentry to bring them to reality. This year's version of the Freak Show relies on a carnival theme, but a decidedly darker version than at El Morro. It features three-headed monsters, body parts, and disembodied heads. The Saunders' devotion to ghouls and zombies now benefits the Maliola Foundation. They asked for a $2 donation, all of which goes to the foundation. And on Sunday, pick up some inspiration from transforming a jack-o'-lantern into a Halloween work of art. Famed sculptor and LCAD faculty member John Neal will treat visitors to an unusual pumpkin carving demonstration from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at LCAD on Forest, located at 1 Laguna, 225 Forest Avenue. Raffle tickets for the completed carved pumpkin will be sold for $10 each. The Laguna Beach High School class of 1974 kicks off their 40-year reunion tonight with an informal gathering at 5 at the White House Tavern. The official get-together takes place Saturday, beginning 6 o'clock, at the Laguna Beach Women's Club. Learn about the pros and cons in the November 4th ballot this Sunday at noon at the Universalist Union Fellowship, 429 Cypress Drive. A representative from the Laguna branch of Orange Coast League of Women Voters will make the presentation. If you haven't put in your fall garden yet, Transition Laguna Beach Food Group will be at the farmers market selling seedlings. Their selection includes two very unusual kale plants, purple peacock, a cross between kale and broccoli, and kaleidoscope, a cross between kale and Brussels sprout. Many of the seedlings are from seeds harvested in Laguna, and all have been grown organically here in town. Their booth is located at the back of the farmers market on Locals Lane. Look for a mailing from the city's trash hauler, Waste Management. The brochure provides a handy list of what you can and can't deposit in home recycling bins. Locals continue to recycle more than ever. Last year, the city achieved an all-time high 72% diversion rate. Nearly 95% of households make use of the recycling program, and 1,600 also requested pickups for bulky items. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.